Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times are
hard. Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with somebody who's been with us all along, every step of the way, Karen Kerrigan. Ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, our good friend. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Karen is the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Karen, tell us about it.
You bet, Jim. SBE Council, we are an advocacy, research, and education organization dedicated to protecting small business and promoting entrepreneurship. And for 25 years now, we've been working on a whole range of initiatives and policies to strengthen the ecosystem for entrepreneurship and small business growth. So check us out at sbecouncil.org, Facebook SBE Council, Twitter at SBE Council, me, Karen Kerrigan, at Karen Kerrigan on Twitter. So, you know, please connect with us and get involved with our work, because we need small business owners to get engaged in what we do to move the needle on these policies.
Well, absolutely. And thanks again, Karen, for all that you do. And folks, as I said earlier, please contribute to what they're doing. They're doing hard work up there for us. This expo she just had was really important. It really put some shine the light and some pressure on issues and the people who are involved in those. Karen, one of the things you talked about in your expo, and then I know you want to talk about this segment, is healthcare, some of the healthcare issues. Tell us what we need to be thinking about right now.
Well, Jim, you know, the healthcare costs are still a big pain point for small business owners.
Yep.
And, I mean, there's a lot the administration has done in terms of AHPs, short-term limited plans. They'll be coming out soon with a rule on HRAs, health reimbursement accounts. But, you know, they still need some big relief. And, as you know, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, included a health insurance tax, which is a big tax,
yep,
on the plans of small business owners and the self-employed. And so, you know, if Congress and the president want to have an immediate impact on lowering health coverage costs, they can get behind, and many members have on a bipartisan basis, a bill to either repeal or to extend the current moratorium on this health insurance tax, which is
is that going to have to 15, clear the House?
I mean, it's had bipartisan support,
really,
in the past. Yes,
you think the Democrats will vote for this in the House?
Well, they might, because, again, they did vote. A lot of Democrats voted to, put it off for a year. We don't have the tax this year currently.
Well, we need to get them on record at least, don't we?
But we need to get it done.
Yeah.
That's what we're focusing on, because it really will have a big impact if you are extending this moratorium out to 2020 and 2021. Before you know it, the health insurance companies are going to be coming out with their premiums, what they're going to be in 2020. And if it includes this with no health insurance tax, which is a $50 million a day tax, mm-hmm, on the plans of health insurance on, mm-hmm, small businesses, mm-hmm, and the self-employed, I mean, that's going to make a huge difference for business owners and entrepreneurs. Look, at the administration's policy, there's going to be some lag time in terms of some of these good things that have passed.
But Karen, in the face of this Ocasio-Cortez delirium tremens about Medicare for All, I mean, isn't that going to be the other side of the argument, holding off anything bipartisan? I mean, those people are crazy.
Well, those people, but there's plenty of others who are elected in these seats
competitive
where they said we're not going to be. That's right. Competitive seats, and ones who said they want to do something for small businesses and their constituents. So, you know, they're looking for this legislative low-hanging fruit, as I'm calling it, these bipartisan, mm-hmm, initiatives that they can actually point to and say, see, I'm not with, you know, AOC and her crazy ideas. I'm with, you know, these sort of mainstream approaches.
So you're saying this is a way for them to distance themselves from her in a way that makes policy, political sense for them.
Yes, absolutely.
I like that.
And there's other issues too. There's access to capital issues.
Right.
There's tax simplification issues. There's a bunch of issues that we can get done. And I think the more that AOC talks, the more that these members are going to want to do something.
That's it. I hadn't thought about that. So let her run her mouth and go off the deep end here and let these other people say, hey, we're sane. We're not crazy like her. We'll vote with the Republicans. And, folks, thank God we've got Karen Kerrigan to remind them about this up there. Hey, Karen, it's always a pleasure to have you here. I'm so proud of your work. You know that. You know how much we admire you here. And you keep up the good work, and please let us know what we can do to help.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for everything you do.
Yeah, Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, one of our heroes and a great American. We love her. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.